Morning.
Morning.
I think I was in seventh grade in junior high when we got the call on the intercom. Teachers, please bring your students to the auditorium for a play. I went, yoo-hoo, I got out of math that day. And a couple other subjects, because it was a long play. It was done in the Greek style, which means the actors and actresses wore masks. And you couldn't tell the identity of who they were, which was really fun. It was interesting. The play was full of action, it was good. Those kids had a ball. But in another way, it kind of bothered me because I knew a lot of the kids in the high school, and it was a high school drama club, and I wanted to know who was doing what up there, but I couldn't really tell due to the masks. But at the final curtain, when they took their bows, the masks came off, and their true identities were revealed. The scripture that I'm going to read in a minute is in Jesus' latter part of his ministry. He's in conflict with the Pharisees. They were the ruling class of ancient Israel. And he's denouncing them, and it reveals a sad picture. The Pharisees have corrupted true Old Testament worship. They've added hundreds of man-made rules, thus inventing a God and a faith of their own design. They have little compassion for the common people. Instead, they've extracted money with no relief. They crave status. They crave power. They're full of pride. They appear good, but their hearts were far from God. In short, they oppressed, they defrauded, and they were crushing the people of Israel. They were power-hungry imposters who looked pretty on the outside, but brought down eternal destruction on the souls of the people that they led. They were wearing a mask, the mask of hypocrisy, just like those students in the Greek play that I saw. Now, with that background, I want to read to you Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear, in the inner rooms, will be proclaimed on the housetops. That's a stern warning, isn't it? Coming from Jesus himself. He spoke it primarily to his disciples as this huge crowd was gathering around them. But he was denouncing the Pharisees because they had misled the people. He was saying, be careful that you do not wear this mask of hypocrisy. Jesus is ripping away the facade and is exposing the true nature of these men. You know, as I read this scripture this week, Scripture is like a mirror to the soul. And I read this over and over, trying to get the gist of it. And each time I read it, it was like God was taking a hammer. Boom! Hitting me. And I really took it to heart. And it forced me to look inward. And I have to confess that there are times when I wear this very mask of hypocrisy in my own life. You do too. We all do. I love God, but at times, my heart is far from God. It's way out there, as far as can be from God. So it's a sobering thought, these words from Jesus. He warns us that there will be a coming judgment. Excuse me. He warns us that there will be a coming judgment, a day when all will be known. And we have to consider this, don't we? We have to ponder this. So in conclusion, we must be intent on dropping our false masks and look critically at our true motives as we walk this path of faith.